I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here's your 3-minute reset. I'm thinking today, Chris, about how important it is not to idolize or even to idealize people that give us advice. You know, because it's easy to get discouraged when the people that give us advice, when we assume that they've figured it all out and then we find out that they haven't. Whether they're a consultant, a pastor, a doctor, or even a podcaster trying to inspire you to live a better life, it's easy to think, well, how come they can do this and I can't? And it's worth sharing that advice givers carry a burden because they know they're often the cobbler's, who has children that don't have shoes. And so for those of us who give advice, and many people listening to this are in that profession as well, it's easy to feel the burden of, but I'm not perfect and I feel like a fraud. But for those people that are receiving the advice, when they idolize or idealize the advice giver, two bad things can happen. One, they feel guilty and less than. They're like, well, how come he or she has got it all figured out and I don't? I could never be like them, which is not true. Or, as I said before, they get demoralized or disappointed when those people fail or when they fall. And then we've put our stake in them. There's only one advice giver who we should idolize, and that's Jesus. And everybody else is a flawed human being doing their best to help us, but we need to understand it's not them who is perfect or that needs to be idolized. It's Jesus. And that gives us great freedom.
You hit a great word there, Pat, demoralized. You're either going to be demoralized when the person fails, or you're going to be demoralized because you put the person on a pedestal and think that everything they're saying is inaccessible to you. We do this with our heroes all the time, and then they become a nice story. And if you talk to an actual hero, those don't caricaturize me, because then I can't influence your life at all. Pat, I'll just say it. I think you're the best business author on the planet. There, I just said that, okay? I love your books. I love your work. One of the most inspiring things to me was actually going and hanging out with you in your office and seeing and getting to know your heart, seeing that you struggle with the things that you're telling me to do, that you tell the world to do. Because then it made me think, oh, I'm okay. We're in a fight here to excel. This isn't about here's an ideal that everybody else is living except for me. it was one of the most motivating blessings you could give me is letting me see all that.
And it's interesting because you as a minister, it's when I knew that you had flaws and that you acknowledged those and you said, oh yeah, you should have heard what I swore in front of my kids yesterday. And I thought, oh, I can relate to this person. I don't have to feel less than. But when we present ourselves and when we look at when we idealize advice givers, we get demoralized by how we see ourselves, or we get demoralized by their failures. Yeah. And so, Chris, let's pray about how to overcome that.
Lord, we look up to you. You're the only perfect hero. All our other heroes, we thank you for the gift that they are in our lives, but we put them in their proper place beneath your holy and sacred throne. And with that spirit, we thank you for them. Help us also to be, as we're leaders, to be real. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.